Okay, we're going to call to order North Lyon County Fire Protection District meeting.
Recording in progress.
For September 11th, 2025. Item one is call to order, well, Pledge Allegiance. Can we stand for the pledge? Christina, will you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll have a moment of silence. All right. Can we do a roll call? Jay, would you like to start?
Sure. Director Jay Rodriguez, present.
Director Lisa Rummer.
Debbie Skinner, director.
And Director Christine Sullivan, present.
Okay. Further, let the record show that we are missing Director Paul Murphy. Item two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it's been properly placed on the agenda for the subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment? Seeing none, number three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action or without extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken off the consent agenda, discussed, and acted upon separately during this meeting. In my review, I did notice that the item 3C, review of response statistics, is not on, in the packet. So if we can entertain a motion to not include that item.
I'll entertain a motion to strike 3C, review of response statistics.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right, so we have a motion by Jay Rodriguez and seconded by Allie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries 4-0. One absence. So we need a motion to approve 3A and 3B.
Yeah, please. So I'll entertain a motion to approve consent agenda 3A and 3B.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve item 3A, review and approval of board agenda, and 3B, review and approve board minutes. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries 4-0-1. All right. I'm sorry, the discussion and possible action regarding the revenue and expenditures we're going to move to next month. Was that actually part of 4-3C?
Mm-hmm. We moved up that while back to make it its own in case somebody wanted
to. Oh, so it's a new, it's just not bold. Got it. Okay. All right, so discussion and action upon receipt regarding revenue and expenditures. Those we're going to move to the October meeting. In between different schedules for September, we don't have those August and September. So, item number five, discussion and possible action to approve three purchase orders and build of a 2026 Ford F-250 command vehicle. This is a discussion item.
staff report in your packet. Just describe it.
So the three items are a total of $95,205.25. And you can see the breakdown in between the equipment, the package, and the trim line. So I do have a question. I know the chief's not here. So Tim, could you maybe answer, maybe? So the vehicles that we currently have, I know that there's a report in here that says we have one that has 200,000 miles on it. The other vehicles that we have, are they equipped? I mean, this is command. I'm assuming that we would equip it with for the captain use of the apparatus and everything in the back. As a duty vehicle, is that kind of the, do you know the thought behind?
I think the Dodge that we have, the 2017, so it's approaching 10 years. It's got one radio and a camper shell. It has a light package and siren already. I think in this one, he wants to have two radios in it. We do have the radios already from the 911 Surcharge Committee to install in it.
Okay. And might be a little naive in asking this question, but what is the purpose of two radios?
So you can monitor dispatch on one and the tactical in a second.
Okay.
So you're switching back and forth.
And the other apparatuses that we're running, those are currently with two radios?
One. Use a mobile for one frequency and use a handheld for a second.
Okay.
Yes, because there's three different companies, so Corinth is the vehicle.
Any other questions from the board or concerns?
How many questions?
Is this replacing the 2008 Ford F-250? Is that what this new vehicle is designed to do, is to replace the 2008?
I think
2008 Ford. Yeah. What's 3/4 ton with the V10 in it.
Okay. And then what's going to happen to that vehicle?
It'll probably be kept as reserve until we decide to surplus it out or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Director Skinner, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the purchase orders for Corinth Ford in the amount of $69,127.75. Lear Nevada in the amount of $23,553.50. And Trimline in the amount of $2,524.
A second.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table and we have a second. Any further discussion? I guess my question was on the budget for the vehicles and that, did we allot for a new purchase for the fleet this year? And is it, Casey, do you know?
On the budget cycle? Mm-hmm. I think we budgeted.
It says earmarked 115.
115.
I think it's something, but I can't remember the exact amount.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It says 115,000 earmarked.
Yeah, and the
so
capital overlay, though.
Something, so.
Because and the other reason I'm questioning it is it's kind of hard to answer, get these questions answered without the chief here. However, my question was when we brought it up in May, it was for the purchase of the vehicle and we didn't have the trim package. So this is the full number back, but I just wanted to make sure that it was in our budget for the schedule for payments.
Okay.
We did budget for it. I don't have the budget in front of me, so I don't know the exact amount that we put in the budget.
Okay.
It did
Okay.
Okay,
that's the only question I have. Christina, do you have any questions?
Not anymore.
Okay.
So do you want to wait to see it, the budget, from me?
Well, it's, I mean, the verbiage is in there. Like you said, Allie, the verbiage is in there that it's on the budget item for the $115,000.
But it was earmarked, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't have the budgets to reference that number. And I know that we're trying to stay ahead of the game and not
the fire budget,
be behind the eight ball, but I'm concerned with the with the payments, because it'll be a reoccurring, it's not a one-time charge, and I know that we've got salaries and other payouts that we haven't been completely completed on yet. So that's my only, my concern, so.
Wait, what's going to be a recurring payment?
Well, I'm sure that the $95,000 isn't in the bank to just take right down to the to a thing. We're going to have to finance it.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that we have the revenues coming in to sustain the payment every month along with the current overhead. So. But we do have a motion and we have a second. So all in favor of the purchase of the 2026 F-250 with the trim package and such, in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm gonna say no, only because I want more questions answered.
Okay, I'm gonna nay it.
You're gonna nay it?
I'll oppose it with you because the quote that's here is also expired, so we need to make sure that they update that to see if there's any additional. But I agree on, since I wasn't here for part of that budget part, I don't want to say no, but I don't know what the budget holds.
Right.
So I'd like to be able to verify that and then with an updated quote to make sure that the price is still current, that they were really going to give it to Lair,
yeah, which I think is, used to be Custom Caps or Custom Tops in Carson or something, right? Isn't that the Lair?
Lair is doing the wiring for the lights, sirens. The shells come from Trimline.
Okay. So, okay, so we
pending additional questions.
Okay. So we are split with a 2-2, so it'll fail for not passing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we can move it to next month's agenda, maybe get the budget and kind of see how that's going to look on the financial side.
Give us a little extra time to review.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Item 6, discussion and possible action to adopt the 2024 International Fire Codes.
These are back on. I had to make some corrections. Some grammar and spelling corrections on the actual and I just made some more corrections today on it. The dates were still from June or July.
Yeah.
Instead of today.
And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, per the minutes in the discussion of the last conversations, anybody that currently has permits would be notified that as long as their, my memory serves me right, as long as their project is completed by the end of the year, then they don't have to go back to these, or if they've been approved for that, they are underneath the old code.
If they're already in progress or been approved, they're fine. It's just a new project come in following the 24 code cycle, and then NFPA 22 on fire scrapers and fire alarms. But that's part of the reference standards in the International Fire Code.
Yeah, so I looked over it. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, with the exception of the date that we got corrected. So.
To what, 2004?
Huh?
To what date?
No, that in your packet it had July 10th of 2025.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just from the last time.
Yeah, from the last time, because we didn't meet in August.
But the one you signed had the correct date.
That he brought them to us.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So any other comments or discussion on the 2024 International Fire Codes?
Yes.
And I think, Allie, I don't know if you're referring to the date up here in the 2025. That's just the adoption.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just an ordinance code.
So the one that was the packet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong date.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the, okay.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. The only difference is the last page on both of them, the dates are changed.
Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Tim? Okay. And then do we have a motion?
You can say. I'll take it.
All right, then.
I'll just entertain a motion to adopt the 2024 International Fire Codes. So that's your motion. That's a motion to adopt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will make a motion that we approve the North Lyon County Fire Protection District Ordinance number 2025-02 and 2025-01 for the 2024 International Fire Codes.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries 4-0-1. Okay. item 7, discussion and possible action to use FireDo ITM for vendors to submit inspection reports to the North Lyon Fire. So I had a question on this one because in the minutes we just approved, we had already approved this. Is this different?
I had to rewrite the ordinance. That's what the 002 was, the 02.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think the one page one is for ITM, and the three pages for fire code.
Okay, so we've already done that. Okay. So item 8, discussion of possible action to ratify the fiscal year 2025-2026 CBA. There was nothing in the packet. I know that Paul and I met with Joe Strickland and Joe Espinoza, and there was some ratifications done to it, and I have seen those. However, I was under the impression that Paul had sent them to the office to be included in our packet, and they are not. So for that matter, I think we're going to have to, unfortunately, table it till next month. I apologize to Labor, if you guys are okay with that. Yeah.
Yes.
Director Scanlon, they've given to you this evening. I got them this evening, so we can all have them for the next meeting.
Perfect. So would it be inappropriate at the next meeting, because I know that we've had these for several months now, would it be inappropriate to have the ratified ones presented in one side and then the ones without the ratification typed ready to sign?
They usually do it, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here, Bill and Tim, is one whole document.
Okay.
So
when we give it to Labor, does it still show the ratifications in it? And then you guys retype it? I mean, somewhere we've...
That I don't know because I'm not part of that process.
Or are you asking, like, the final product having the signatures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have it all typed up. We can.
So my question for the next meeting, or my proposal, is that we have the ratification copy as well as the one that is corrected with the ratification. And then if that ratification is approved, then we can sign off our part on the ones that show the ratification to give to the labor, and then that way it's already in motion.
Yes.
And then you guys would put yours together to come back as all one package for everybody to sign, right? Or you would just take the ones that we ratified, that we all joined, and then as long as labor agreed, you guys would sign that. That would be the ratified copy?
No, they go and bring it in one nice packet.
Nice
packet.
Yeah, so you can see all the things you're ratifying over here, but then the final product of the contract's over here, and then we'll sign the contract.
Okay.
So the final product is what, yeah, you see, like at the end.
Right.
Because you don't want to see.
So all you need is the ratification with the corrections, and then.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is who does the final typing to put it all together so it's a nice packet.
Okay. And then, of course, you'll review it before you sign it to make sure there are no changes, and then you guys just sign it.
Okay. That was my question. So we'll bring the ratified copies to the October meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Fire chief report. We don't have one. Do we have any, just go to reports of directors and staff volunteers. Tim, do you have anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Office staff?
We have two firefighters right now at the Aces game being honored for their 9/11 through Country Financial here in Fernley. They are also, Country Financial is also going to make a donation to the department. And they're going to come talk to me next week about it, and then I'll invite them to the October board meeting to do that if they want. But firefighter Shaw and firefighter Callahan are there, and a couple kids, and firefighter Shaw's going to go down the field to represent the district. So,
nice.
It's a pretty cool thing that they're doing.
When is that?
It's tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, Country Financial's doing it. It's a first responders night or something like that to honor them.
So game starts in 5 minutes, right? Almost
6:35
minutes.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive fast.
So you can watch it. No, you can watch it on. They have a network, sports network, on a local sports Nevada, Nevada sports network.
So
something like that.
North Lyon and
nice.
Kind of give the donation there, but then they're going to come do it here.
Good deal.
I'll watch it.
Well, anything else on that? Becky, you guys have anything from rehab?
No, just plug it on.
Okay. Captain Snyder?
I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but just maybe a month-ish ago, Spillman went down. That's the whole hacking of the state system.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when 911 comes in and they put the stuff in the computer, it's through the state's thing. And so it affects us with our incident times and our run numbers and everything. So we pretty quickly came up with a process to kind of sort out and track the calls so that we can identify them and document them. And then it's common for Spillman to go down in a year. Like, it typically goes down for a few hours or a few days. But it comes back up. This is the first time with the hacking thing that I'm aware of. So we reached out to our billing company to just ensure that we weren't going to, because they didn't have like a resolution. They just said, we don't know when it's coming back every month. And that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars in billing. So we were able to connect with our billing company, and then basically we did a workaround with the numbering. So we have been submitting our bills. So that stuff's all processed and running down the pipe. And now we're just working with the sheriff's office and dispatch to basically kind of get us back on track now that things are up and running. Spillman's back up the system. So, yeah, it's pretty complicated and kind of painful. And, like, we're a microcosm compared to, like, the county. You know, the sheriff's
right.
office runs way more calls, so we have nothing to complain about. But so there's that, and then kind of on the union side of the house, we've been we're giving a bunch of money out to all kinds of things, some kids going to college for some sports stuff. We sponsored a golf hole or a tournament. I think there's a couple other things that we've been trying to get something else with Black Bear again to raise some money. So Brookshaw, Firefighter Shaw, has been working with them to kind of coordinate something. So we should have something in the next few months back with them.
Okay. On the Black Bear side, do we know how the Battle of the Badges went?
Oh, man, I don't remember the number. It was a really good number. But then I heard it may have been mixed with the 4th of July fundraising, so I don't know what that number. But the numbers I'm hearing are like $6,000-$7,000. Okay. So that may be between the 4th of July work and then that Black Bear work. But
gotcha.
Still, even if it's $3,000 in 4 hours, okay. it's good.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was nice to see everybody there and in the uniform. It was always a little friendly competition is always good.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Directors? Jay, do you have anything?
Yeah, we have the radio station will be hosting its 5th annual trunk retreat at our radio station parking lot. It's going to be on Saturday, October 25th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We'd like to ask the fire truck to be there again with our firefighters and volunteers and whatnot that are willing to bring some candy and hand out some candy. It's been a successful trunk or treat for the last 5 years. So,
okay.
Just like to see if we can get that on the schedule with Northland Fire.
That again?
October 25th.
3 to 5.
And it's from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Is the fire department doing anything for, or is the district doing anything with the fire alarm safeties with the school or anything? Do they do that in October?
If they call us, we'll go now, or they come down here. We do a lot of, they come to the station tours. We are doing the Cottonwood Elementary School Nevada Day. We always present to the kindergartners there. They did call and are doing that. If they call us and ask us to go, we go, or they'll come here if they ask. We don't do like we did. We just don't have the staff.
Right, right.
We just can't take our staff away to do that. So,
okay.
No, but yes.
Okay.
FBS, 3 days are coming?
Yeah, FBS.
Fairly Elementary School is coming for station tours, I think, 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we try to get the volunteers and rehab and then whatever, you know, if staff's not running calls. We just don't have the manpower to go to schools like we used to.
Right. Well, we're growing.
Yeah, it's... it would almost be a two-week thing for these guys. It was a lot.
Fire safety months.
Yeah, it was fire safety month here.
Okay. So, Jay, I don't know if that's something maybe you guys can put on the radio just to remind people, you know, I mean, normally... you change batteries and your smoke detectors same time that the seasons change and there'll be daylight savings. I don't know what day it is this year.
But the fire marshal and get a message out.
Yeah.
To the community.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. Yeah. Add that to your list.
Yeah, after the meeting, can I schedule you to come in and record your voice?
You don't want to hear my voice.
That would be great.
Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jay?
No.
Allie?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Christine?
I do not have anything.
Don't have anything. Okay. So I just have a couple, I guess they're more for future agenda items, but I'll get with Shannon and office staff to get those on there. And then we wanted to discuss the October meeting. I want to talk to the admin staff. There was a little bit of a conflict with the meeting date. So if we move it up to the 2nd, Allie's unavailable of October. On the 16th seemed to work. I don't know if you guys had a date in mind.
No, whatever.
You just said that the 9th didn't work, right?
Yeah, Chief Bunn was going to be out of town on the 9th, so he did just want to see if we could move it back to, I believe it was the 16th.
You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then our next meeting will be October 16th. All right. So 11, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda or as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Any public comment? Well, you guys are making this easy. All right. No public comment. Adjournment? Oh, I don't have it. Adjourned. We're adjourned.
Recording stopped.